While the warmer weather it is coming is always wished for, that weather brings with it some annoyances that we wish we could do without, but nevertheless, we got to deal with them. Among those are the health risks presented by ticks. Now, we certainly try to look out for ourselves when it comes to spotting ticks on us and trying to prevent that from happening, but too often ignored is how pets can also become, I guess you can call them, walking tick farms in a lot of ways. If children are part of your household, that adds to the health risks as well. Here with us are two medical professionals with details about the health risks that ticks present and the best paths to treatments, along with prevention. We say good morning to veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks and pediatric infectious disease specialist Dr. Patricia Delamora. Good morning, doctors.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me start with Dr. Delamora. As far as Lyme disease, which is what results from a tick bite and the infection that follows, what is Lyme disease? What are the symptoms? What, especially for young children, are some of the above and beyond expected health risks?
Sure. So Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria called Borrelia burgdorferi, and it's transferred by a very specific tick. So after a tick, if you're outside walking around to a place where there is lots of tick-borne ticks around, a tick bites you, it feeds on you, and it transmits bacteria in its saliva. For children, they tend to fare much better than adults. Many children get early Lyme disease, get early treatment, and a good cure. The symptoms can range anywhere from a rash. We typically think about that ring-shaped rash called erythema migrans.
Right.
It's important to realize that it doesn't always look just like a ring. It may just look like a large red expanding circle without that central clearing we typically think about. Other ways we see it manifest in children is Bell's palsy, which is a paralysis of the facial nerve. Arthritis is a common finding, even just a flu-like symptom without cough or cold in the summertime. And then later disease, you might see things like arthritis or swelling, painful swelling of the joint, typically the knee for children, encephalitis or meningitis. It's really common where I live in New York. New York is third in the nation for Lyme disease cases. It's a very conservative estimate of 3,300 cases per year, but that's probably a very low estimate.
And Dr. Marks, as far as pets are concerned, obviously, if you're doing a self-examination, you went out with shorts, a tick versus the color of your flesh, typically easy to spot. If you have a long-haired terrier or something like that, you got a few more challenges, don't you?
Absolutely, it's a great point, Chris. You know, ticks start out the size of a poppy seed. They're incredibly small, and as they brush onto a patient and attach and feed and start to become engorged, they only get to the size of an apple seed. So they're still very, very small. And as you've mentioned, we don't have the luxury a lot of times of having hairless dogs or flesh-colored for that contrast. So most of our dogs have very dense, thick hair coats. Many of them are dark as well. So we have to be educating our owners to be parting the hairs and really looking at those places ticks like to go on our dogs, around the face, around the ears, inside the ears, on the belly, around the feet, and then under the tail.
Dr. Natalie Marks, Dr. Patricia Delamora. It's tick season as we get into the spring and into the summer. You can learn more at StopLyme.com as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Question for Dr. Delamora. When it comes to spotting a tick, is the infection process off and running? Is it too late to do anything? You're now reacting instead of being proactive? Or do you still have a chance to avoid some of the nasty stuff that comes out of a tick bite?
Sure. So the tick takes us quite some time to transmit the disease. I know Dr. Marks has been saying 6 to 8 hours for a dog. We typically think it's a little longer in humans, but never say never. It can be a few hours. If you find that tick, the best thing to do is remove it. You want to get your pointy nose tweezer, get very close to the skin, pull straight out. You don't want to squeeze the tick too hard, because if you squeeze the head too hard, you can actually squeeze bacteria directly into the body. And then talk to your doctor about next steps that would be right for you.
And Dr. Marks, for the pets, especially with older pets too, I mean, you can walk through any pet supply operation, pet aisle at your local store, whatever the case may be, and there's a whole host of chemicals and sprays and things along those lines. People have concerns using anything like that on older dogs and extremely younger dogs, I guess, as well, too. Is there any safe process to use to prevent the ticks instead of having to go find the ticks?
And there are, and that's a great point, because you always want to talk to your veterinarian about the products that are recommended, that are safe, that are appropriately tested, and have gone through many trials to make sure that they are effective and appropriate for your pet. Age is really not a factor. We make sure that all ages and all breeds are protected, and one of the best new products out there that has the latest technology is a product called Brevecto with Floral Honor, which is an oral flea and tick chew that protects for up to 12 weeks. So it's best to talk to your veterinarian about what product is the best to protect your pet.
And Dr. Delamore, with the infections for babies and infants and young kids, is home treatment always going to be the end-all, be-all, or first time even, is it more important to get your child to the doctor just to make sure how they're handling a Lyme disease and tick infection?
Sure. I think your question is, how important is it to get to a doctor right away?
Yes.
So the earlier you think about it, the better your chance for the cure. We know that, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the treatment and sequela, or, you know, adverse consequences of Lyme disease going forward, but no matter where you fall on that spectrum, we can all agree that there are some, mainly adults who have problems with sequela, but certainly some children too, and that tends to be more common in late disease than early disease. So if you have a thought on your mind, it's best to talk to your pediatrician, get tested if that's appropriate for you, and then treat it as early as possible.
And Turnabout Fair Play, Dr. Marks, for the pets, is a trip to the vet always necessary once you find the tick, or if you have the discussion about tools to use, is that going to save you the vet visit with your dog or cat?
Well, many times it can. If you've, again, been counseled on the appropriate way to remove tick, and again, that's with a pointy nose tweezers, grabbing the head gently and pulling straight out so that you're not squeezing the head and depositing some of the bacteria into the body. So if you're doing that effectively and very early on, you can call your veterinarian and discuss if there's anything more that needs to be done. But if you aren't able to remove all of the tick from your dog, it is important to bring that dog in so that we can help you remove all parts from the body.
And it's good to hear, too, there's viable alternatives like Dr. Marks mentioned with the chews, so you don't have to shave your dog just to get through the summer without any challenges or difficulties. So that's, if you're thinking that, stop that right away.
And
learn more about the Lyme disease and, most importantly, not just how to react to it, but how to prevent it, which is certainly a much more favorable path to be ahead of the attacks of the ticks. You can go to StopLyme, L-Y-M-E, obviously, .com, and get some more ideas above and beyond what we talked about here. And we've been joined this morning talking about Lyme disease with the help of veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks, pediatric infection disease specialist Dr. Patricia Delamore. Doctors, thanks so much for helping us understand that it's a lot easier to deal with than many of us think, and how we can get through tick season healthy and safe, and that's for the kids and for the pets. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.